If history is written by the winners, then expect some huge assignments to come from kids following visits to local museums during March break. Over at the Penetanguishene Centennial Museum and Archives, daily activities will fill the week of March 13 through 17 for registered children accompanied by an adult. Monday, March 13. Make your own snowman pillow and do a snowman craft. Tuesday, March 14. Decorate and plant your own flower pot and create a bird's nest craft. Wednesday, March 15. Pioneer candle making and make a bookmark. Thursday, March 16. Assemble and paint a birdhouse and do a bird craft. Friday, March 17. Catch a leprechaun craft and St. Patrick's Day binoculars and sticker craft. Each day, children will be participating in a scavenger hunt for prizes while creating two separate crafts. Registration will cost $5 per child and be required through the Penetanguishene Centennial Museum website. Registration for programs is filling up quickly and walk-ins will not be available, said curator and museum supervisor Nicole Jackson. At the Huronia Museum in Midland, a March break day camp is taking place between March 13 to 17 for ages 6 through 12. Due to times and places which still may require face masks, guardians are being asked to ensure campers bring face masks with them each day. In addition, a healthy lunch, some snacks, and plenty to drink are on the list for daily items. As some materials may involve paint or food, campers are being asked to bring play-friendly clothing. Recommended are a full set of outdoor clothing, extra socks and mittens, and indoor shoes or slippers. And since mix-ups do occur now and then, labeled clothing and items are also recommended. Skating at the North Simcoe Sports and Recreation Center will be occurring each day of the camp, and as such skates and optional helmets will be needed if a camper would like to participate. Registration is still available. Cost is $25 per child per day. Those interested are to visit the Huronia Museum to complete a registration form with payment. Further details are available by contacting Jillian Ross at 705-526-2844 or by emailing the museum.